Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Jeffrey Lampkin is making his first appearance on our program today to talk to us not only about his gift of music, but what it's been like for him to share that gift with the world and to see the way that people literally around the world have been able to respond to it. Now, the thing about Jeffrey is that he's not only able to use his musical gift, but he's also been able to use the public platform that he has to be able to raise awareness for causes that matter to him, as well as, of course, to be able to highlight the gifts of others as well. He's done this not only through his own show, but also, of course, through a new project, through Francis Marion YGB Gospel Choir. We're going to talk to him about that and what it's been like for him to see the response to the music, and you guys are going to hear some of the music here on our program today. Jeffrey, hello to you, and welcome to the program.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, doing really good. Thanks a lot for taking out the time to be with us, Jeffrey. Really appreciate it. You know, we're going to be talking about the Francis Marion YGB Gospel Choir's project here in just a moment, but I want to talk first of all about yourself. I mean, what it's been like for you as you've been able to share your own musical gift with the world, Jeffrey. What has it been like for you to see the way that people have been inspired by you?
It's been absolutely overwhelming. I'm grateful to God, and I think, you know, for me, even after my time at American Idol and doing all of that and just seeing how people enjoyed my voice and personality, and even though I didn't win the show, just how the following began to build. And over time, people are just looking. It's like, well, what are you doing with your music? What are you doing with your music? And I think it speaks especially out there to a lot of your listeners and those of you who are aspiring artists. Although you may not be the Beyonce or the Jay-Z or the major artist on the major label, Rihanna or Chris Brown, the reality is that what you want to do is keep striving and keep pushing, because you want to expand your base by allowing people to get to know who you are, become interested in your product and what you're doing, and seeking out what you have, and people will spread word of mouth. So I'm just grateful that people were so energized and so wanting to know what's going on with Jeffrey Lampkin, where's his music, and just the many other ventures that God has allowed me to partake in.
Well, you know, you mentioned something that is really important, Jeffrey, I want to go back to, because I think, you know, the thing is, I mean, you took those steps. I mean, so many times there are so many people that have been given, you know, God-given abilities, but they don't use them. You know, they let it kind of stay to the side, and part of that is because of fear. Have you always had the courage, as well as, of course, I guess the belief in yourself, that you were given something special for a reason?
I knew that there was something special inside of me. You know, I knew that God had planted something inside of me, but it hasn't always been easy to step into new areas and new venues. Let me share with you, it is scary. When I was doing American Idol, first of all, you know, I'm from a country town. It's like I'm a country boy. I'm out here and I'm like, you know, prepared to conquer the world, but it's like so many people everywhere. And you know you have a gift, but it's like, God, what can I do to make my gift shine? How can I let the gift that you've laid inside of me shine so that people are able to see it? And you know what? You're going to be scared. You're going to be fearful. And the adrenaline is going to be rushing. But you've got to take that adrenaline and realize that this may be my only opportunity. I have to carpe diem and seize the day. I have to take advantage of the moment, because at that time, my moment is now. And it is scary. Oh, my God, it is so scary. I know with American Idol, that whole process was scary for me. With doing my television show, it was scary for me, because what you do is you open yourself up. Here's the thing. You can't say, I want to be an artist, I want to share my music, and not think that there are not going to be people out there who love you, people who like you, and people who just don't like you. And there are going to be some people who are just mean for no reason at all. And if you don't believe that, go to YouTube. Go to social media, and you'll find that they're going to be like, you just have to learn to look at your supporters and thank them, and you have to learn to vet your way through the criticism, because some people are actually offering helpful advice, and some people, they're going to offer things, you know, you just got to understand and accept no. And you know, the funny thing is, even at this point, even when I get no, I said, nobody likes rejection. I still don't like rejection. But I realize that my rejection is not my final answer.
Right. Exactly. And like I said, along the way, the great thing about you, Jeffrey, is that you have not only been able to raise your own platform and build your own following, you've given back, and you've given it in a lot of different ways. We're going to talk about, of course, the choir here in a moment, but I want to talk about the platform that you just referenced through your own show. I mean, you know, I think, you know, the great thing about this when I was prepping for this segment is that, you know, it is very obvious that you love people, and you love to see other people succeed. I mean, that in itself is a surprising thing for some people, because there's so many people that are just out for themselves. Why did you feel like it was important for you, Jeffrey, to use that spotlight to be able to shine it on others?
I believe that that's the thing. We have so many people out there that are about self, but Scripture says, to whom much is given, much is required. And the thing about me that I tell people is, one of the first things, like, when people want to do bios and stuff on me, I'm like, I don't want no bio, no introduction. Just tell them that I love God and I love people. And I believe that we are placed in this world to help each other, to be my brother, my sister's keeper, to lift people up, to show the great God, to show what people are doing, to lend a helping hand. I think that, you know, we got so many people out here, oh my God, committing suicide, or feeling like they're alone, and like nobody is there. But people are there for you if you just be able to come into contact and into path with them. And the funny thing is that even now, that's why I'm just like, God, please bless me with the gift, because I've dealt with some entertainers and some artists and some stars who downright, they get so big, they actually don't take time for the fans. But the people are the reason that you are where you are. Besides God, the people love what you do. So you got to take time to say, hey, well, try this. It's like realizing that your opinion matters. I learned that quickly, because what I noticed is that my friends cannot come somewhere, and it's okay, but the minute that Jeffrey walks in the door, it makes a difference to people, just your mere presence being there. So who am I to think so high and mighty of myself that I can't take time to help a fellow brother or sister get to the next level of where they desire to be or where they believe God has led them to be?
Wow. Exactly. And I think, again, another great lesson for all of us to be able to realize and to learn from, Jeffrey. I want to say, for those who are just tuning in, either on the radio dial or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. Jeffrey Lampkin is our guest for this first part of our program. As he alluded to, many of you know him, of course, as an alum from American Idol, but he's done so many other great things. He's been able to use his gift in amazing ways to be able to share the platform of his own show, the Jeffrey Lampkin Show. We're going to tell you guys how you can stay connected with that. But also, of course, through the work, and this is kind of how I was reconnected with who you were, Jeffrey, because of the work you've been able to do with Francis Marion YGB Gospel Choir. Talk to us about this project and how it kind of came to you.
The album is out. Listen, I'm so excited. You know, I've been doing choirs for a while, and I want to share with people, especially because our lead single on the project, I actually wrote that song, and it had to be after American Idol. No, it was before American Idol. I wrote that song when I was in college, and that was around 2004, 2005. I was in undergrad. I wrote the song thinking that it was for that moment, that time, and now, and then, and it wasn't. But I knew that God had given it to me. And sometimes I think people got to realize that God will give you that stuff, and you'll just have to sit and hold it, and he'll have it revealed in his time. But when he does it absolutely well. And I'm excited about this project. I've been directing choirs for so long, and I thank God for allowing me to become an award-winning choir director and dealing with high school and college choirs. And so I've had the opportunity to do that, and I've been at Francis Marion, and I told them that we were going to release this project, and the project is absolutely wonderful. It's all about bringing back the choir music. You know, praise and worship is great. Solo music is great. I do it all. But it is something about choir music. And it's inspirational and inspiring. And what I wanted to do was create a project that when you listen to it, a lot of times people, when you get a project, you can listen to about two or three songs, and everything else is like album fillers. This song is not album fillers. This song is music for the heart, for the people, for motivation, inspiration, revelation, just like I say on the Jeffrey Lampkin Show. It is just that simple, to inspire the people to stay encouraged and to keep doing what you're doing. And I just need everybody to support it, not just because it's great music, but also because it sends some child to college. It helps them with their college journey through the scholarship fund. So I just need everybody to support it, but the it is wonderful. I must say that this project, I'm still bumping it in my car now, okay? Because it's absolutely awesome.
Well, you know, we're going to be hearing the single Taking It Back here in a moment. You said something about the choir, Jeffrey. I want to talk about camaraderie for a moment, because you even mentioned there are some people who, you know, have kind of forgotten, you know, how they got to where they are. I just tweeted what you mentioned about, you know, the fans are the reason why you are where you are. I mean, is that one of the things that's been so great for you to watch with Francis Marion, with YGB, the choir, that they really are working together for a common goal?
Definitely. To see young people come together, and not just young people, but I want to say the body of Christ. I often tell people that YGB is like a church. Any organization is like a church. And people don't like to work together no more. But you got to realize, you got to – I teach my choir to have realistic expectations. So what's realistic? And for all the listeners right now, oh, my God, who are in organizations, stop thinking that everybody's idea you're going to like. Stop thinking that everybody's going to get along. Stop thinking that everything is going to be peaches and cream. It does not work that way. But things always work from the head down. So you got to have that mindset that, you know what, I am on this journey. I'm in this organization, and it is not about me. It is about the mission of the organization. Understand what that mission statement is, and that's what we do at YGB. These are college students. So, you know, college students can be fickle-minded at times. They can be hot today, warm tomorrow, cold the next day, warm the next day. They flip through the seasons. It's no telling. But what you have to do is guide them, and then you have to lead them as a leader. You know, a lot of our organizations and churches and stuff are not prospering because of the leaders. If the leader would be an example of how we should act, how we should carry ourselves. And so one of the things is I try to show them humility. I try to show them gratefulness. The funny thing is, you know, people will get mad over stuff. My choir knows I get mad over ungratefulness. I don't like ungratefulness. You're going to be grateful. You're going to be humble. You're going to thank people. You're going to thank them for supporting. You're going to thank them for coming to the con. You're going to thank them just for simply saying you look nice. The simplest thing, thank you. It's the little things and the joy they bring.
Exactly. So true. Jeffrey, you know, we're going to hear that single here in a moment. I want to talk about social media for a moment, because that's one of the ways that I actually prepped for this segment and being able to see people posting about the project. I mean, so, you know, it's one thing for you. It's one thing for the choir to be able to share. It's another thing for people to kind of pick it up and to just go with it. I mean, has that been one of the great things for you to watch, the way that social media has really played a big part in getting the word out?
It has. It's such a great marketing tool, especially if you utilize it the right way. You have to be strategic in doing it. That's why you always need to have great PR people with you. And I thank God for my team, for Jason Hardy and Tamika Sims, who work definitely directly with myself and with YGB in promotion. But social media has been, even beyond YGB, it's been a great platform for me. And so what happened is that since I built it from American Idol and from my show, I carried it over to my next venture, which was with YGB. And what I found is that when you have it, you got to put up stuff that is going to motivate people enough that they're going to share, that they're going to like, that they're going to do stuff. You don't want, and let me tell you, detox your social media pages. If you got 4,000 friends and when you post something you're only getting 50 likes, there are a lot of people there who are dormant, who are not active as to what's going on. You need to become active on social media. It doesn't take a lot of time. You need to become active with it, and you need to be pushing, and you need to be positive. People want happiness and joy. It's so much negativity. People want happiness. And so we found, especially on Thursday when the track hit iTunes, oh, my goodness, the social media, it exploded. And I said this thing, I said, I want to break the Internet. You know, when Kim Kardashian released that picture and they said she broke the Internet,
right.
We want to break the Internet. And that day it was amazing. It was like my page and the choir's page, everybody was on it trying to get in on the action, you know, making people aware. So social media is your friend. Stop thinking that. And you know what I tell people? If you need a break from social media, like people love to go to Facebook and be like, I'm deleting my page. Don't delete it with Jeffrey Lamb, because if you deactivate your page, I'm deactivating you. Because we need social media to be a site of active users, actively engaged and involved, and it allows you to meet people across the world, such great people just like you.
I appreciate that. You know, and it's so true, and we say all the time, Jeffrey, when you use responsibly, it can really be an amazing thing, and I think that's a great thing. Well, part of that project that you all were of course, tweeting about and sharing was this single, Taking It Back. What can you tell us about the single, Jeffrey?
Oh, my God. I wrote it back in 2004, 2005. Absolutely. You know, I just believe when we're taking back what the enemy has stole from us sometimes, and the funny thing is that we allow the enemy to steal things from our path that we know God has set, visions, dreams, goals. We know God has set these things in front of us, and so we've got to take it back. And what God did, you know, like I say, he holds things for his time. Because back in 2004, 2005, I had heard of BET Sunday Best Finalist Christian Joy Jamison, but she wasn't a BET Sunday Best Finalist then, nor were we friends. We were just acquaintances. Mm-hmm. But God held this song because it was so for her. And it is just absolutely choir. It is choir all day. You're going to clap your hands. You're going to take it back, snatch it back, what the devil stole from you. That's what you're going to do. And she just did an amazing job. She came in, rocked the song with awesome production from Roosevelt, Snoop McLemore. It's just been absolutely awesome.
All right. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here is from, of course, the project we've been discussing, Jeffrey Lampkin Presents, Francis Marion's YGB Gospel Choir. Here is Taking It Back. We'll be back with our final moments with Jeffrey right after this. Stay with us.
All right, we're about to have some church now. Put your hands together. Another blessing.
Another blessing.
Another breakthrough.
By God, set me free.
Put sin behind me.
That was Taking It Back from Jeffrey Lampkin Presents Francis Marion's YGB Gospel Choir. We've been talking to Jeffrey not only about his own gift of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with the world. And then, of course, to use this platform to be able, of course, to share the gifts of others as well. Let's talk, if you don't mind, for a moment, Jeffrey, about the show. And then we're going to let our listeners know how they can stay connected with you, as well as how they can get the project we just heard from. I mean, when you think about that show and its purpose and its mission, I mean, what do you hope people who are able to see and experience the Jeffrey Lampkin show, what do you hope they take away from it?
I need you, when you finish the Jeffrey Lampkin show, I need you to be excited. I need you to be informed. I need you to leave out feeling motivated, feeling good, and to be provoked in thought on subjects. I want you to be inspired in the sense that people can get on television, have a conversation, and actually agree and disagree, hug and laugh and kid and have a great time. People can talk. I think in this world we've gotten to a place where we feel like people can't talk. But with the Jeffrey Lampkin show, I want people to be happy. I want them to be inspired. I want them to learn about new things and new opportunities. I want them, my guests, to feel like rock stars, those who never thought that they would ever be able to even sit on a couch on television and display their talents or share their products or talk on subjects and stuff like that. I want them to be able to do that.
Yeah. Well, I think, you know, it's a great thing to be able to do. And, again, congratulations to you, Jeffrey, and what you've been able to accomplish not only musically but also with this platform as well. And then, of course, with the new project, Jeffrey Lampkin Presents Francis Marion's YGB Gospel Choir. Let our listeners know how they can stay connected with you, Jeffrey, and as well how they can get the new project and, of course, what it will be supporting as well.
Awesome. Definitely. The biggest thing is going to be supporting the scholarship fund. You know, we need to make sure that kids are able to go to school. Listen, there are probably plenty of your viewers out there right now, listeners who are waiting for President Obama and the Senate and the House to bring forth a bill to eliminate student loans. So in the meantime, I need everyone supporting this project so we can send these students to college, buy textbooks and different things of that nature. We need to do that. Connect with us. Follow us, YGB, join the movement. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Join the movement, YGB, follow us, or follow me. If you can't find it, follow me, Jeffrey Lampkin. Everything is at Jeffrey Lampkin, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Follow me, join the movement, enjoy the ride, and just watch God work and do great things and connect with us. One thing about me, I am not untouchable. Send me a message. Inbox me. If it's something you want me to pray about, if you just want to talk, if you want to laugh, watch my show. If you go to YouTube and type in the Jeffrey Lampkin Show, or if you go to YouTube and type in Francis Marion University YGB Gospel Choir, everything is there. So just connect with us, and we'll connect back with you. It's about fellowship. And even though you may be on the other side of the world, we still can be connected, and we can be friends.
Right. So definitely take Jeffrey up on that. Jeffrey, man, again, congratulations to you, and thank you so much for the time today. I really do appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for this just awesome platform. Man, my brother, keep doing what you're doing. And because God is the greatest power, you shall not be defeated. We really appreciate everything that you do.
Hey, glad to do it. I definitely want to thank Tamika Sims also for setting up this conversation with us for the day. Definitely appreciate that, Tamika. I owe you one. And we thank you, our listeners, for joining us both for our radio audience as well as tuning online for joining us for another edition of Conversations Live. For those joining us on the radio side, you all stay where you are. There's more Conversations Live to come at the bottom of the hour. For those joining us online, though, we are going to lose you guys. So if you came in late and you missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right as we go off the air. You can find the link, of course, on our social media pages at facebook.com/CyrusWebb, or head over to twitter.com/CyrusWebb. Click on the link there. You can listen to the show completely for free, or even if on the radio side, you guys can find out when the replay will be also on our social media sites. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live. You all make it a great one.